I'm Bob Bolton from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and this is Alaska Voices, a place for communities to connect through conversation in order to build a better tomorrow for Alaskans and the world.
Originally, I grew up in Gakona, Alaska.
Tyonek.
Egypt.
Idaho.
Grand Parc.
St. Lawrence Island.
St. Paul.
And I'm here with my student.
My science buddy.
My teacher.
My homie.
I'm his daughter.
Hi, my name is Rebecca Lawhorn. I'm 27 years old, and I'm here with my best friend, Naomi O'Neill.
Hi, my name's Naomi O'Neill. I'm 30 years old, and I'm talking to my best friend, Rebecca Lawhorn. Let's talk about Becca's poems.
Yes.
Poem by Becca. What is it?
Yes, so it's something I started in 2015 and took it out of Alaska during its infantile stages. And wrote poems for strangers all over America with a typewriter. And it was all on the spot. So basically just going to crowded areas, Venice Beach Boardwalk in California, LA. So the farmer's market in New Orleans was split into two. So there's like one side and then a wall, then the other side. And literally on the other side of the wall, there were two people doing the exact same thing. And I went and got a poem from them and talk to them a little bit. And it was all on regular paper, and you just have an interaction with someone, and you kind of just talk to them, and you just say, like, I write poetry. Would you like one? And what would you like it on? Or after a while of not making any money, I started changing my tactic to being like, you need a poem. Hey, buy your girlfriend a poem. I started becoming like a street vendor personality.
How would people pay you?
They would pay me based on what they felt the poem was worth. And so there was a certain kind of dialogue that went along with that, which was like, you know, try to say it the way that, like, we'll get you money. So saying, like, just pay me whatever you want. People will pay you, like, a penny, which I've been paid a penny, or, you know, a quarter, or moon rock, or a bag of weed, or a bottle of water, or an ice cream cone, or a beer. And then so I started saying, you should just pay me whatever you think the poem is worth, right? And then you just try to present it as well as possible. And so I would read the poem, and I studied literature, and so I kind of knew how to read well. And then you try to make, like, as big of an impact on them as... It's kind of like you could just write whatever you wanted, but, like, if you say it with enough emotion in it, they'll be like, whoa, you really touched me. And then you'd be like, yeah, what does that mean to you monetarily? Now I'm here in Alaska, and I brought it back and have a booth at the farmer's market in the summers. And I do the poems all in birch bark that I ethically harvest. And I have an insane amount of birch bark because people give it to me now.
You still allow people to pay whatever they want, right?
I do, and I've had a lot of conversations with people that try to argue me out of that. But yeah, I'm still doing it. And now, you know, I really like writing poems for tourists. I like talking to them about their trip, like, oh, how do you like Alaska? Like, what are the things you saw? Like, describe the rivers, describe the mountains. Remember their names? What are some impressions you had? How do you feel? Like, because I remember, like, the first time I came here as an adult and what it all felt like. And it was just so overwhelming. And I love being able to kind of interpret that into this poem and them feeling like they're listened to and like their emotions of the whole thing is captured. And not only is it captured, it's on a piece of birch bark from Alaska, and a local artist made it. But people like know me in town too. Like, I'll run into people at the store and at cafes and stuff, and I'll be in line and they'll turn and they'll be like, poem by Becca. And they always do that. Every time they see me, they just say, poem by Becca. And I'm always like,
just like that.
Yep. Poem by Becca. Yep, and I remember everyone. Yes, I remember every poem I've ever written. I can tell you, like, their life story.
I'm always really curious. Just store that in your memory bank?
Yeah, I want to know where the poem is. Is it framed? How's it holding up? Will you send me a picture of it? Like,
whoa.
Yeah, I love seeing them.
To make sure they went to a good home?
Yeah, pretty much. I want to know who, yeah, has, like, a little piece of me. I studied poetry at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. I originally was a journalism major and took an intro to poetry course with a poet named Derek Burleson, who is a professor here. And at the end of the semester, went to him and said, I want to be a poet. And he was like, great. And transferred majors and came over to the English department and was able to work with him specifically and go into graduate courses and study poetry more seriously. And I heard of a lady named Jacqueline Suskin. She sits at the LA Farmers Market and writes poetry for people about any topic they want. And she just pumps out these poems, like dozens of them a day. And I thought, like, I just want to create art in a free, fun environment. And I also wanted to travel. And it turned into, like, this whole other thing. They would feel this really genuine, like, deep connection with me. And it initially, like, took me off guard. You know, people would, like, cry and tell me, like, their life stories, or, you know, they would ask for a poem on something kind of vague. And then when I would write something, it would touch them in a certain way, and they would just immediately open up and tell me about their daughter's suicide attempt, or, like, the loss of their father, or their really awful breakup they just went through. And I just started becoming more interested in people, and I started learning that everyone has a story to tell. And initially, I think I did judge people. And you kind of, like, get an idea of who a person is, and you try to, like, guess, like, what's going on in their life. Or, like, I just learned to, like, open up and to let everyone share and talk and treat everyone as an equal. And with me, I just write it once, right? So they come up and they talk to me, and I don't get to edit it not once. I don't get to fix the spelling. And so, like, there's so many poems out there with, like, misspelled words. But, yeah, it's very therapeutic. I would say, like, some days it's really, really hard to go out, like, if I'm feeling sad or emotional. I just wanted to take all of the drama out of poetry and to show people that, like, it's really easy to write it. That, like, creating doesn't have to be some, like, scary thing that you, like, you know, have to go into, like, your special corner and turn a light on and, like, turn, like, the world off and, like, think about, like, how awful life is. I definitely get a sense of accomplishment at the end of a day knowing I've written however many dozens of poems that day, right? Because it used to be like, you know, you work on one poem. Like when I was in school, you know, you work on one poem for months or years. With me, it's kind of like why journalism is fun too, because you get to write an article and get the validation of seeing it out there like immediately. I get to process feelings, right? Because like, I think definitely when I was going through a breakup and writing a lot of poems about love and stuff, it definitely helped me process things. And you get like so down, like I definitely was really down on myself, and having interactions that make you feel good about life and like good about people and like positive and excited about like what you can contribute and who you are is just like really inspiring. And this is like the thing I was born to do. Right, and I'm like disgustingly good at it, I feel like.
You are good at it.
Alaska Voices builds bridges by creating a space where community members, friends, policymakers, and scientists can share stories and place-based knowledge. This project was developed in partnership with StoryCorps and was funded by the Alaska Climate Adaptation Science Center. Additional funding was provided by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Chancellor through a generous gift from the Bentley Family Trust. Alaska Voices would not be possible without the help and efforts of an amazing group of people. Our producer and audio engineer is Kelsey Skonberg of Mossy Stone Media. Our podcast and outreach specialist is Michael DeLue, and our website designer is Carolyn Rosner. If you are interested in more conversations or information, please visit our website at alaskavoices.org.